This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, so as promised, the news spot on the healthcare decision by the president. The White House says it is cutting off government payments to insurance companies that sell health insurance on Obamacare exchanges. CSR is the buzz phrase, cost sharing reductions. It's a lot of money. Best guesses are about $10 billion next year. The payments covered subsidies that went to low-income consumers who bought policies on those exchanges. With that money in flux, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains what happens now.
Just to be clear, the subsidies won't go away, but the government money to pay for them will. Low-income consumers who buy insurance on the Obamacare exchanges will still be able to use the subsidies
to lower their deductibles, to lower their co-payments, their co-insurance.
That's Linda Blumberg with the Urban Institute's Health Policy Center. She says the insurance companies saw this coming, and they've already priced some of that in. In fact, the Congressional Budget Office estimates premiums for Obamacare's mid-level silver plans will rise by about 20% next year. But insurance companies won't stop there. They're not going to take the hit alone, says Georgetown's Sabrina Corlett, who will end up paying more.
A lot of folks above $47,000 a year for an individual are going to bear the brunt of this decision.
These are folks who earn too much to be eligible for subsidies. Corlett says they're people like
self-employed folks, farmers, ranchers.
Going forward, insurers who stay in the exchanges could push premiums through the roof or leave the exchanges altogether. Now, Congress could step in here and decide to appropriate the money for the subsidies. Austin Fracht is a health economist at Boston University. He says he's seen some signs of bipartisanship on this, but
you know, it takes more than a few Republicans to bring it to the floor and to a vote.
President Trump has hinted he would be okay with a deal. He also says he likes to keep people guessing. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.